Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 42 and a half weeks since we found Josie had rectal cancer. And I asked myself, what do I know? I know that this week, something that has hit me so hard is that I have been given this message about regrets to share with all of you. The regrets are something that we carry with us, and most of the time we think about in a very negative way. We wish we would have been a better parent. We regret that we weren't. We regret that we didn't do something for a loved one. We regret that we weren't better in how we behaved. We regret what we did. We regret what we didn't do. We regret where we were. We regret where we were not. And I'm going to share with you what I believe was given to me this week for this message. I always am surprised when I start the morning just communing with God what comes forward. It's never what I was thinking about. It's never what I think it may be, but this is what's been laid on my heart. When you live with regrets, it can be a great burden. It can be damaging to you in a way that impacts you very much today, causing you to be less than the person that God has created you to be. But I'm going to ask you to do a very unusual thing, and I'm going to ask you to think about regret in a more positive and freeing way. Regret is a way of God telling you which way not to go on the path, how to help you in your growth, how to move you forward in your journey. But perhaps instead of holding so tightly onto them and then burdening you and weighing you down for today, we allow them to be in the yesterday of our path. We allow them a spot where we have learned, a border, a marker, so that we don't go that road, but we stay on this one. By doing that, a regret is left behind. It is not weighing us down. We're not borrowing into tomorrow from things of yesterday to waste away today. We're not time travelers. And I believe that you have the regrets because God is showing you a new way, renewing you. In the review, you're getting renewed. So they serve a purpose in that they're lessons that you've learned. As you grow in your journey and you walk along the path, you're wiser. You're not just older, but you're wiser in what God has for you. The regret is not perhaps something that can hold us down. It's not something to trip us up, but it's actually something that can lift us up to a new place that God has for us. I think it is also important to think about what we reject when we hold tightly to a regret. And that is the forgiveness that God has offered us through the death of his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. By saying, I regret, I live holding tightly to my regrets, is a rejection of the forgiveness offered to each of us for the forgiveness of sins. Think about the Lord's Prayer. Okay, think about the prayer that we all pray. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Just reflect on that for just a moment. Forgive us our trespasses. Those are what we regret. When we trespassed, when we did that we were not called by God to do. And we then are called to forgive others when they have failed in that same way. And then listen, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Again, do not go the same way. God is showing us the path. Regrets can be borders, markers of where we don't get off the path again. You lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is what we are called to. That is how I believe the message was given to me of these signs that we are not to carry the burden of regret, but live with it as a lesson learned, pointing us toward the path that God has for each of us. It's a reminder, right? Use it that way of how far we've come in our journey, of how we would not make that same choice, of how we are not living that life, but the one that Christ has called us to. Amen. It says in the Bible, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." John 14:27. I believe the message this week is that holding tightly to regrets as a burden steals your peace, steals your joy, takes that from you, which God is giving to you. That's what a regret can do if you hold it instead of holding the freedom, the peace that God gives you through the forgiveness of your sins by Jesus dying on the cross for you. It is not to hold on tightly to the things that we regret, but to hold on tightly and to embrace the fullness of the love that washes away our sins. That's it, guys. That's what I feel was laid on my heart this week, and that's what I wanted to share with each of you. What is a regret? Seeing it differently is the same picture in your life. Same thing, same stuff, but framed with a different frame. Changes the picture. I think I've told you that before. That's the frame of God's love for you in the gift of His Son who died for you, who died for each of us. We just accept that unbelievably incredible love that God has for us. Just imagine it and wash away the sins, the regrets, the failures, the human failings, and cling and cleave to the strength and the peace and the joy and the freedom that is living in a life that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Follow that path. Amen. You know I'll always say I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And that's Philippians 4:13. I know you could say it with me each time. And let's pray together right now as one. Lord, we are here. We come laying down regrets at the foot of the cross, leaving them as a marker, as a pilgrimage, as a surrender to your love and your peace that you have for us. When we cling to these and we hold on to them, It is us not fully accepting, not fully receiving the incredible love. And today we lay them down as reminders of lessons learned and love freely given. And we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. One last thing. Maybe today we start thinking of regrets with a new term. And we call them forgrets. Forgrets are regrets that are forgiven. They've been there for a reason to show us the way. So carry with you regrets and leave regrets in the past. Amen.